Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with Strahan.
Hey, it's Odie Strahan, and I'm having one of the most amazing days of my life. Hopefully you are too. Let's get this show started. What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk with Strahan. Guys, we are in for a treat. Really excited about today's guest. This gentleman was an aspiring basketball player who used that same work ethic and success principles to become one of the top up-and-coming producers as well as artists locally here. Looking forward to really getting into his a little bit of everything, into his backstory, a little hoops, definitely about the music, and talk about his EP that he'll be dropping here shortly. Oscar, I love this. You out there, bro?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
You know, just at the crib hanging out. We just got back from the gym.
So. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, man, we got a lot of stuff to get into. I don't want to waste any time. But before we get started, first and foremost, talk to me about this name, man. Talk to me about Oscar. I love this. Where did that come from? And what's the backstory about that?
The actual name Oscar, I love this, was started off as a producer tag when I was just making beats at the time. And I was sending out these beats to artists and they were starting to use them. And I needed a way to kind of like brand the beats that I was sending out, you know, so my name was attached to them. And I had a girl, one of my friends, like, you know, just from school that I was going to at the time. She did a tag for me. Like, she sent me a bunch of tags and I was going through them on the voice messages. And I heard that one and I was like, oh, I got to use that one. So I just started throwing it on all my beats. And eventually it became like this kind of a brand. Like, I realized like I could push this as a brand. You know what I mean?
Gotcha, man. No, it's really catchy. You know, it's really catchy. I also noticed, you know, at the start of the songs that, you know, you got that your little voiceover that says it, which is pretty dope. As I mentioned at the start, you know, you were a hooper before an artist. So we're going to talk really briefly about the hoop side before we get into the music. You know, obviously one thing that, you know, my podcast specializes on the sports side, but talk to me about your love for basketball. I mean, I know your brother, you know, played professionally, I believe in Mexico. Yeah. Talk to me about your love for basketball and his influence on you.
Shoot, bro. My older brothers, we always just grew up in a basketball household. Like, my dad is always watching basketball. My older brothers were always playing. Like, they were obsessed with it, you know. So it kind of just hanging out with my older brothers, playing with them, it kind of just trickled down onto me, and I found a love for it, too.
Gotcha, man. Now, of course, I have to bring up Mr. GGT himself, Mark Jeffries. Yep. That's my guy. You know, shout out to Mark and the whole GGT fam. Always love on both sides. But talk to me about his influence on you, both on and off the court.
Mark is dope, bro. I love Mark so much. He is the man. When we first met him, he was training out in Davis, and we were trying to get into the training. Me and my brother, he was trying to get back into hoop, and obviously I was you know, I'm in high school. I'm trying to get good. So we started going with this trainer out in Davis. My brother's telling me, and I met Mark, and he was just this super, just, you could just tell he was obsessed with like the game too. The way I could say, like, the way my brother was, but Mark is just like, he's a dog. I love Mark. Yeah. He definitely, one thing that set him apart from just a lot of people was the mindset that he was really teaching with GGT and like what he was trying to push. You know, it was a lot more than just basketball, and that really caught our attention. So it was like, oh wow, they're really building something special here.
No, absolutely. I think I always tell a story. I bet you my listeners are probably tired of hearing it, but I met that dude at a boba spot in Elk Grove. I don't even know how many years ago. I remember it had to be a while, because I think my son, who's a sophomore now, I think he was only like, I think he was in elementary school still. So I have no idea. So years back, wow. But he had good energy from the get-go. You could always tell with people when you feel the good energy, you know?
Yeah,
and
sure.
you could always tell he was he had that type of energy where, you know, he was passionate about everything he did, you know, and obviously basketball being one of them. So, and I know everybody that he's involved with has that same passion. You know, that's the reason why I've had so many of his GGT members, you know, on my pod. Yeah, man. Shout out Mark, you know, always love,
Mark,
you know,
to
GGT.
Got the GGT wristband on. I'm rocking the hoodie too.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that. Look at that GTT logo on it.
Hey, yeah. cheap plug. It's all good.
Yeah, you know.
So talk to me about Hoop, man. I know you. It sounds like you played till sophomore year of high school. What type of AAU experience did you get, if any? Because I know you out in Woodland. They don't have as many teams out there. But did you play any AAU ball?
When I was younger. Shout out Robert Galindo. Shout out. When I was younger, we used to do WDOD. That was like the AAU team for Woodland. We're hooping on that team. Shout out Santana Munoz. Shout out the Munoz family too. They were like, that was the team, the WDOD, for when we were younger. And then once we started getting older, I got into baseball too. I played a lot of baseball growing up. And then high school came around. For basketball, it was just mainly just for the school, you know, and it was a lot of fun. It was just high school basketball.
No, I get it.
We didn't really do any. I didn't play really any AAU during high school.
Gotcha. It sounds like obviously during that sophomore year or after that sophomore year is when you kind of segued elsewhere. Anyways, correct?
Yeah. That in the freshman and sophomore year, I can say it definitely working with GDT, it kind of changed my perspective on a lot of stuff, like the work ethic that it takes to to actually really be a hooper for take it to the next level. And it was the dope, because it was the 2 years that I was working with them, we were locked in 3 days trying to get in 4 days, it was a grind for sure. And it kind of gave me a different perspective on what it really means to have a work ethic.
That's good, man. And that same work ethic obviously carries over to all aspects of life, including obviously what you're getting into right now with music. So let's pivot and get into that. Mm-hmm. The main reason I had you on the, having you here on the pod today is let's pivot again to music. When did you first find your love for music?
Honestly, when I was as young as I can remember, I've always just had a love for music. We would have we had a piano in our garage that was just tucked away for the longest time. And when I was little, I used to go just sneak into there and just mess around with it till I could figure out something. I would be in there for hours just playing on the piano. And then eventually my parents got me a drum set, and that didn't last very long because I was in there just being super loud. And it segued into guitar. I just started at, I must have been in fourth grade when I got my first guitar for Christmas. My parents got me an electric guitar. I actually still have it right here. This is the first guitar I ever got. My parents got me this guitar when I was about fourth grade. And I kind of just fell in love with it. It was just something about putting what was in my mind into a physical thing was just so fascinating to me. And
so, yeah, so music, it sounds like early on was definitely something that you're passionate about, something that was something you were going to obviously, evolve into. So this wasn't just something just came out of nowhere. This was something that obviously the seed was planted on early on.
Yeah, for sure. My older sister always was trying to get me to sing all the time. She was always singing with me. So it was definitely something from a young age that I've just always had a love for.
Gotcha. Is there any artists locally, or maybe as well just mainstream artists that you would say that influenced you?
Growing up, I listened to a lot of Bruno Mars, Adele. I want to say it was a lot of I listened to my older brothers put me on to a lot of 2000s hip-hop, 90s hip-hop. We listened to a lot of, oh man, it's the catalog is so, I feel like growing up we really listened to such a large variety of music that it was it was I want to say inspiration wise too. I listen to a lot of J. Cole. I love Precious, Nipsey. I listen to a lot of Nipsey too. And even though my music, sometimes it's not really a reflection of their sound so much, but I really do love what they stand for. And I take some of that into my music too.
Gotcha. It sounds like you were exposed to a lot of music early on, because between the older siblings and just in general, you know, because you mentioned a lot of obviously, first thing that comes to my mind, a lot of those artists you just mentioned were, you know, very the top lyricists that we've had, you know what I mean, when it comes to hip hop. A lot of conscious rap as well, you know. And then you mentioned R&B earlier on with Bruno Mars and Adele. So that's a huge, you know, variety, you know. That's a little plethora of every, you know, of music all over the place, which is good. I mean, which is good. So I was going to ask you, I know it sounded like you started on the producing side. You know, what about the producing do you enjoy the most?
Producing and making beats. I've honestly, like, it started off making beats. I started when I was when we were getting to lockdown. My brother had ordered a MIDI keyboard for himself, and he accidentally delivered it to our house. So it came with a free program, and it was always just messing with that out of curiosity. And it was just, you know, just being curious about it and just always just trying to find something new, or like, you know, trying to find something new. And I think just always what I like about it the most is honestly that I feel like every time I'm going to sit down and make a new beat, I could improve off the last one, and not so much improve off the last one, but I feel like my best music hasn't even been made yet. Like, I'm 18 years old, you know? So I feel like there's still so much more that hasn't been made yet. And there's so much more that hasn't been, like, there's too much to be left on the, like, I can't leave anything on the table, you know, when it comes to, like, I don't know if I worded that right, but a lot of, like, it's just the curiosity of what there is to be made, you know what I mean? And I just starting off with, like, a blank slate and being able to put something, when I'm making a beat, like, put what's in my mind onto a physical thing is just, there's no other feeling that really replicates that.
No, that's crazy to think you're only 18 years old. You're literally just scratching the surface. I mean, literally starting. And you know, if they, we'll get into it later when it comes to some of the music you already dropped. And I mean, there's some bangers, man. I mean, obviously you're making some noise out here. You're making some noise. Let me ask you this. Was there a specific moment when you decided that music was something you're going to pursue? Because there's a difference between obviously a hobby and something you truly want to pursue. Was there like a epiphany? Was there like an exact moment that you remember, like, you know what? I think I'm really going to take this to the next level.
Yeah, for sure. There was honestly, I would say hanging out with Mark and GZT. It was kind of seeing like where Noah, you know, Noah, MJ, Jaden, seeing these kids like from where they started develop into this. It was I was watching this happen, and I saw like they are fully embodying this. Like it's not like a if like you really want it, you gotta fully embody it and just live, eat, breathe this thing, you know what I mean? Fully embody it. And seeing that, it kind of gave me a different perspective on my music. I was like, oh, if I'm just doing this as a hobby, like, it's cool, but if I really believe that I have the talent to make it, why waste that talent and not put in the work to fully embody it, you know? And yeah, it was that mindset switch, just seeing how these athletes were like fully embodying that, and it kind of just, you know, it kind of transferred over to the music.
I think if you're gonna do anything great, there's no toe dipping. You have to be all in. That's just how it is. You have to be 100% all in, and I think that's what it is with the, you know, with GGT, you know, everybody that, you know, I've been on my pod, you know, when it comes to, I mean, everybody, you know, MJ, I had. Jaden Alexander, you know, when it comes to that belief, you have to have that belief system in yourself as well. You know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but, you know, you got to trust in the work that you put in, and you got to be all in. And once you're all in, you can be, you know, essentially live with the results. Sounds like that's what you, that you caught on, you grasped that concept, but put into the music side.
For sure. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, for someone that has never heard your music, how would you describe your style?
My style, my style, it's really, you know, I would say It's I can get with anything. If you like up-tempo music, I got you. If you like some more smooth music, I got you. I feel like I really don't have a and I would say I have a oh, that's a good question. 'Cause I feel like I could give you something melodic, I could give you something a little more aggressive, I could give you something lyrical, I can give you a you know, I feel like sticking to one specific that's a question that I've got often, and I still to this day feel like I don't have a genuine answer for that. I feel like if you want to feel like you if you want to feel motivated and empowered, then listen to my then my music will be good for you. That's the message.
No, I got it. I mean, obviously, my sample size of your music, you know, I don't got the whole catalog, but I got about four songs, as well as you know, some features that you're on, but also some of your production. Yeah, it's pretty versatile. Let me ask you this. I mean, do you consider yourself more of I guess on the artist side, more of a rapper or a singer?
Hey, quick break here. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we'll get right back to it. When it comes to your CBD, quality matters. For all natural relief, visit simplegardencbd.com. If 2020 taught us anything, it's how important our mental and physical health is. Simple Garden CBD specializes in third-party, lab-tested, premium-quality CBD products that deliver consistent potency and purity you can count on. Utilizing industry-best extracting methods and ingredients, Simple Garden CBD is proof that not all CBD is created equal. Go check out their amazing lineup of premium CBD vapes, great-tasting full-spectrum, and THC-free tincture oils, as well as their delicious Delta 8 gummies that are absolutely amazing. Amazing. And don't forget, they also carry some of the latest vape battery technology and designs on the market. So shop now at simplegardencbd.com and use discount code STRAYHAND15 and save 15% on your order. That's right, I said it. Save 15% on your order using discount code STRAYHAND15. Get your order in now and experience the amazing benefits of premium quality CBD for yourself. Add Simple Garden CBD to your health and wellness regimen today. Real CBD, real results.
I would say I like singing more a lot more than rapping, because the rapping is cool, but I feel like when I'm making like more melodic songs or that, I feel like I could really put more emotion into those songs, and it just, you know, it just sticks a little better to the ear.
No, for sure. And what we'll do is that, you know, on the pod description, y'all, we're definitely gonna drop the link off for Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry, Apple Music and everything else, so you can get to his music, so you guys can sample it. And we have some exciting news later before we end on this pod when it comes to some music coming up, which, you know, we'll get to. So sticking to music, I know you dropped some singles already, but talk to me about Hayden, which was the first initial single, and tell me about the song and why you picked that song.
Hayden, that song is I love that song. It was actually a song that I had recorded when I was still in high school, and it's just how I was feeling at the time. That was the first song that I had made where I was like, oh wow, we got something dope here, you know. And I sat on it for about, I would say, 6 months before I even started thinking about dropping it. And when I signed a management deal, so when I turned 18 years old, I signed a management deal with my manager, Ramey. He has a super He's been the most helpful person that I've when it comes to my music and pushing it. He's been so helpful. Him and my brother have just been like the strongest support team that I could ask for, you know. And so when we were coming to try to put this first single together, he was telling me that, like, or we were talking about getting a music video together, and it was just really pushing this first single. And I felt, what song? Because I felt like, as if I go to my catalog of songs that I have in my own like folders and like in the vault, basically, I felt like there was so much good music, and that was in the timeline of things, that was really the start of everything. And I felt like that was the best first song to represent how I was feeling at the time, you know? And when we were coming into it, it was just like, you know, it's the freshman year. You gotta come out strong. So that was our push behind that.
Now, it's a very catchy song, man. A catchy song. I know you did a video for it out here in SAC, old SAC. Yeah. Talk to me about the making of the video.
Shout out Ski Mob. He went crazy on the video. It was dope because I got to go. It wasn't too many people that came for the video. So it was just, you know, close friends. So it was dope that everybody pulled up. It was actually my manager's car that we were driving in. So because I was like, we were trying to get a rental for the video, and nothing was lining up. So we're just like, you know what, we'll just work with what we have. So we put that together, and then it was just a lot of fun. We shot one scene in downtown, just running around the streets, you know, just running around the streets, getting footage. And then we did some shots actually in my backyard on a basketball hoop, which was super, it was crazy, but it was a super cool shot. And it came out really dope. And it was a lot of fun to shoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Steam Mob again. You went crazy on that video.
It came out clean, man. It came out clean. Like I said, it actually was a perfect compliment to the song itself. You got to actually perform that song as well as some, you know, all of your other tracks out in San Francisco. Talk to me about that experience with your first show in San Francisco.
Shout out Brick and Mortar SF for having me there. It was a super dope show. The crowd's energy was insane, and they were super open, like, because it was my first time performing in front of anybody, and it was a lot of people had never heard the music before. So it was kind of like my introduction. And honestly, it was the funnest experience. That one and my last show it was so fun because it was like an out-of-body experience almost, kind of just. I was fully embracing the moment, and it was kind of watching, like I was watching it happen from an outside point of view, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. I get it. And you know, I know it's different, especially if that was your first time performing. It's you know, it's always different. I know I did a lot of public speaking in front of the first, you know, couple hundred, and then, you know, thousands. And I ended up, you know, doing some arenas. And I just know it's a little bit different. Now, I'm not an artist by any means. I can't rap. I can't sing. But when it comes to obviously performing, you know, because, you know, even when I'm speaking, it's performing to the public. I know each experience was always different, number one. But it was also very empowering when you see the people move to it. Like I know, like when I was speaking, when I could tell people caught that aha moment, or they're grasping what I was trying to articulate, you know. Yeah. It was beautiful to see. I can only imagine it's the same thing with you as an artist when you feel them moving, right? You know, initially, like, who is this guy, you know.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, you up and coming, right? They don't know. Yeah. who is this guy. And then when you see them feeling it's a dope feeling inside, you know.
Yeah, it was for sure dope, because it was like that. Everybody was like, oh, who is this kid? Like, I just, I walked up there, they hear Oscar, I love this. They're just like, what the heck? And then the song starts playing, and people are just like, oh, I just see people turning into each other, just like, oh, snap, this is hard. People start jumping up and down, like, it was.
Because the beat slaps, bro, that's why, because the beat gets it from the get-go, and then obviously, then you go in on it, and there you go. Let me ask you this, you got to perform locally at Harlow's. Talk to me about that experience as compared to San Francisco, being that, you know, it's local. I'm sure, obviously, more people, you know, were able to attend, you know, that one than the SF. I could be wrong on that, by the way, but I mean, I'm only assuming since it's local. But yeah. How was that performing in your backyard as opposed to the Bay Area?
The Bay Area was super dope. It was a lot of people there that were just coming off the street, that, like, from the San Francisco, and there's just people coming off the street that are getting tickets at the door, like, oh, what's this event going on? So that was pretty packed. But the Harlow's event, it was really dope. I had a lot more. I think I almost had more people there for me than the headliner. And it was a lot of family, a lot of friends, and it was just super dope to see that love and support, like, from the people that, you know, the people close to me like that. And it was a lot of fun. Like, the Harlow show had a lot more friends and family than just like random people. So it was dope.
it's always nice to being able to perform and show off your God-given talents in front of your loved ones, you know, and the people who are really supporting you, people who really truly believe in you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I know, you know, producing is a big part, you know, of what you do. When it comes to your own music, who produces your music? Are you the only producer, or are you have outsiders producing your music as well?
Most of the time I produce my own music, but I love working with other artists and collaborating with other producers and artists, because I feel like everybody can bring their own sound to a project that someone else couldn't replicate. So a lot of times I do try to produce, like I'll produce most of my own tracks. I'll be making beats, and if I like one, I'll get on it. But if I'm working with other producers, I'm always open to, like, you know, I have my boy Elijah Paris, shout out him, shout out my boy Exclusive, shout out to Adrian Got Slaps, shout out Prod by Infinite, shout out Nizzy on the beat, shout out Taewon. Those people are like the shout out Rich Go Skits too. You're dope too. Everybody is like we got like a producer community, and I really work with a lot of producers, so it's never just myself.
Gotcha.
Some tracks are just produced by myself, but I'm always working with a lot of producers.
Yeah, it sounds like you like community. You're open to collaboration. You're open to anything that actually sounds good.
Yeah.
No, that's good, man. Let me ask you here. I know a few days ago, you got featured on a specific social media page that was, you know, kind of a big deal. Go ahead and tell everybody what page I'm referring to, and you know, and what did that mean to you, man?
Shout out to Thizzler. They posted me. They put a little slapper knob post for my latest single, Talk My Shit, out now on all platforms. Music video out now too. It was dope. Because I remember when I was first starting to produce, I would see like artists on there. I remember, like, even before that, I would go to their YouTube channel and see them posting, like, you know, that's where it was at. And I mean, that's where, you know, that, like, that's since a long time ago. And before, when I had started producing, I would get on their beat, they would do these lives on Instagram, and I would go on the beat battles and I would just play my beats for them. And a lot of the times, like almost every time I was on there, I want to highlight a star post. They highlight the best out of the beat battles. And after that, they had started following me, and it was kind of just like I remember it was the biggest I was freaking out. It was like the biggest deal ever. And you know, eventually, we're dropping singles now, so they're just the promotion is dope. It's a lot of love.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, especially with social media these days, it's a cheat code when it comes to promoting, you know. Anytime you get on that page, I don't know how many followers they got. Probably, what, 500,000 or more?
Yeah, 400. Sure. Yeah, I think like 500,000.
Half a million.
Something pushing, yeah.
So, hey, I mean, you're on a page that's, you're featured, has 500,000 followers on it. Obviously, I don't know about their YouTube. I mean, that's always a good thing when it comes to exposure. Obviously, you have some singles that just been dropping. And then, you know, got like I said, some exciting news we're going to talk about here in a few. So I saw your brother sharing that. I saw Mark sharing that. So that was a big deal to the camp, huh?
Yeah, everybody loves that song. Was I had showed Mark before, right when I had made it, and I remember he was just like, yo bro, he was like, hey bro, this is the one, bro. And it was just, you know, so there was a lot of hype going into that release for everybody within, like, the GGT fam. It was long awaited for that one, for sure.
Gotcha, man. Well, here, I alluded to it a couple times during this pod, but as we're you know, wrapping up, let's go ahead and talk about, you know, the EP that you plan on dropping here in the next couple weeks. Talk to me about that, you know, the release date. What should everybody be able to expect? You know, how many tracks are on there? Give me some details, man.
All right, so I'm planning on dropping this EP. It's gonna be called Glad You Left on Valentine's Day next month, February 14th. It's gonna be like a little heartbreak EP, you know. I was going through a little heartbreak, and I put my thoughts into song form and put them in this little collection of songs. It's probably going to be around four or five songs. But yeah, it's going to be 4 or 5 songs just emotion into these tracks. I really put a lot of effort into these tracks, so excited for that. Yeah.
What's the title again? What's the title of the EP?
Glad you left. We got some cool features on there too. We got my boy Fort Kari. We got OCB. You know, it's gonna be dope. We maybe, you know, a music video coming for one of the songs on the EP soon too. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff cooking up.
Glad you left, man. I feel the emotion behind that already, brother. I feel it on that one.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
So 4 or 5 brand new tracks, none of the singles that you dropped in, or mm-hmm. are those gonna be on there as well?
No, brand new tracks, 4 or 5 brand new tracks.
Okay, so you're bringing some new heat there. I got you. Well, yeah. Here, man, before we conclude, I mean, I got a couple questions, and you know, we always end with some rapid fire Q&A. Give me some goals that you have that we could all expect from Oscar I Love This in 2023.
I want to show you something, bro. I got it as my lock screen right here. The goals of that I'm going to accomplish this year. All right. Hold on.
I see it.
So the first one was talk my shit. I'm going to drop the Glad You Left EP on Valentine's Day. We're going to have a lot of shows this year. We're going to be sending out placements. We need placements. I told myself I'm going to reach the Apple Music charts with a single and a placement this year. Mm. We're going for the Billboard Top 100 this year too. And you know, just keep grinding. I want to get to about 100,000 monthly listeners by the end of the year. That's a goal for me. If anything, if more than that, then you know it's up. But you know, drop about a single. We're after the EP too, planning on dropping like a single a month. And yeah.
So you're talking your ish. I see it already. There you go. That's a lot.
We got this planned out, you know, next 2 years.
But that's a lot. I mean, it's nice that I see that you had it, so your eyes can see it every day. What your eyes see and what your ears hear is very critical when it comes to achieving massive goals. You know, and that's really good that you put that somewhere where you're gonna see it. It's literally your lock screen. You can't miss it.
Right when
you can't see it. And we all know you're looking at our phone. So we know you see that. So let's go ahead and end with some rapid fire Q&A, man. So like I said, nothing too deep, just the first thing that comes to your head. So first question is, who's your currently who's your favorite basketball player, and who's your favorite basketball player of all time?
Oh, currently my favorite basketball player to watch. Right now, in the current state of LeBron, I love that. I like watching LeBron. All time, Kobe for sure.
Okay. I love that. Who's your favorite music artist of all time? All time. Who's your favorite currently?
Currently, I listen to. Who do I listen to a lot of right now? A lot of. Nipsey.
Okay.
All time is J. Cole though, for sure. It'd be a tie between Nipsey and J. Cole.
What's on the way to the gym today? What were you playing in the car or in your AirPods and your Beats? What were you playing?
Hustle Nipsey. And Motivate.
That's okay, the there you go. That's the song. What's the one thing? I know you mentioned a lot of goals, but what's one thing that's non-negotiable that you will achieve in 2023?
One thing that's non-negotiable, dropping a single every month. I have to. I got to give more music to the people, I feel like.
And if you could, one last thing, man, if you could describe your music, I know it was obviously you had a little bit of everything, but if you could describe, you know, your sound, your music with just one word, what would it be?
Flavorful.
There you go. I like it, man. So go ahead, man. I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know one last time, the EP, when it's dropping. And, you know, the title and what to expect one more time.
All right. The Glad You Left EP dropping February 14th. On all platforms, Oscar, I love this. On all social media sites, platforms, everything. One word, Oscar, I love this. And, yeah.
That's perfect, man. Listen, you got to follow this young fella. He's up to, I mean, I'm gonna drop the link for this for Apple Music on the details of the podcast below. Look out for them once again. The EP, can they play this on their Valentine's date, man, or should they save this for the next day? I mean, it sounds like
I think this one goes out so more people go through it. You know, if you're going through it, these songs are for you.
Okay, so what he's saying is, if you're going through it, play it. If you're going on a romantic dinner with the loved one, don't play it. Play this on the 15th. Play it on the day after. But either way,
y'all can still listen to it.
You can still listen to it. So, Oscar, I love this on all platforms, on all social media, just exactly how it sounds. I just want to thank you guys once again for being with me for another episode of Straight Talk with Straight Hand. Continue to have a blessed day, guys. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to another Straight Talk with Straight Hand podcast. And if you haven't done so already, click the subscribe button and make sure to follow him on Instagram at Straight Hand, Strayhand. And we will catch you on the next episode.